Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about fasting, and also it's about ghibat, or backbiting, and the connection between the two. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan. Actually, we are approaching the end of the month of Ramadan, and we pray that the acts of worship, the fasting, and the other acts of worship that our esteemed listeners have performed in this blessed month are accepted by God Almighty, and their repentance is also accepted by God Almighty in this beautiful month. As you know, this month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. It is a month in which we are obliged to fast. It's also the month in which the nights of ordainment fall, right? There's a lot of great distinctions have been mentioned regarding this month. It's the month in which the Imam Ali alayhi salam was martyred, right? As you know, which we also talked about in some of our preceding sessions. In this beautiful hadith, the Prophet Muhammad elucidates one of the conditions of the acceptance of a person's fast. Meaning, as you know, fasting has certain rules and regulations. Like, for example, if you eat something knowingly, your fast will be invalidated. Or if you drink something, or for example, you commit intercourse while you are fasting. So these are all rules and regulations of fasting. If one follows these rules and observes them, one's fast will be, one will have performed the fast. But performing the fast is different from the fast being accepted by God. These are two different and distinct matters that need to be distinguished and separated from one another. So here we are talking about the etiquettes of fasting and how we can perform the fast in such a way that our fast is accepted by God and we can reap the reward that is expected from it. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that if a person backbites against his fellow Muslim man or woman, then Allah will not accept his prayer or his fasting for 40 days until the victim has forgiven him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever backbites a Muslim man or woman, Allah Most High neither accepts his prayer nor his fasting for 40 days until its victim has forgiven the person. Right? So we need to be careful during this month and while we are fasting, not to backbite against our fellow Muslims. As you know, backbiting is one of the sins of the tongue. The definition of backbiting, just by way of passing, we can allude to this, is that if we say something about our fellow Muslim brother or sister, which he would not be pleased about, regardless of whether that is true, right, or not. Right? If it's false, then it falls under a different category, which is slander, right? But if it's true, it would fall under the category of backbiting. And if we do backbite a person, if it's possible, we should ask forgiveness for the person. If by asking forgiveness from the person, it could lead to more problems, right? A person can, there's also other solutions. For example, a person can pray for the person, give some charity on his account, and so on and so forth. These have been mentioned in the relevant books of jurisprudence. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at backbiting and its connection with the acceptance of fasting in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.